And what they do is they're given an environment that they go and they take a look at, and then they have to go and answer a series of questions associated with that. And you actually have to play. You have to fool around with it. And then based on the scores that you get, then you'll be extended an invitation to come to the camp. And some of the camps, we have two big regional camps, and they're actually overnight camps with hands-on training. And then at the end of the week, there's another competition, team competition called Capture the Flag.
All right. You've got a video posted on YouTube, which we'll link up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. But we've got the audio of it, and I want to play it so people can hear one of the people who's involved with this as a contestant. Talk about it. Here's the video, the audio from this video.
My name is Ryan Sears, and I'm a hacker. I enjoy breaking stuff all day long. When I'm not breaking things, I'm learning about breaking things. And I don't play video games anymore, because to me, the internet is my video game. It's a giant puzzle that I need to figure out. I spend my days attacking every layer of the OSI model, from web applications to wireless clients. Getting involved in the U.S. Cyber Challenge allows you to be ranked against the other top hackers in the nation. It also provides other opportunities to meet professionals in the cybersecurity industry and train with the best, like the SANS Institute. You'll also be able to network with future employers and win cool prizes. So sign up by the April 30th deadline at uscyberchallenge.org. Take the challenge and see if you can beat me.
All right, so where did you come up with Ryan, Karen?
Ryan won our last competition. We ran one in March, and Ryan beat everybody in the nation. He's the number one player from CyberQuest in the March competition, and he's up in Michigan. And he's really cool. The stuff that he does is really neat. And when he says that he plays on the internet, he does. And one of the things that he does is, like, he looks at companies' websites and things like that. When he finds vulnerabilities, he calls them up and tells them.
Wow. That's somebody who does have a promising career ahead of them in government.
Yeah, he's really a really, really neat person. And what we're trying to do with the U.S. Cyber Challenge is find thousands of Ryans so that we can get them into federal agencies, critical infrastructure, and private industry so that they can help protect the intellectual property of the nation.
I had Martha Doris in here last hour from the General Services Administration. She was talking about challenges and the successes that agencies have had by using the brain power of the citizens that they serve. And I continue to be amazed, and this Ryan guy is another example of this. I continue to be amazed at the talent that's just walking around out there waiting for an opportunity to use it for good reason, in this case, to benefit the government.
Well, and that's exactly what a lot of these competitions and things do, is trying to reach them through different distribution channels. I mean, it's the easiest way to think about it. And then tap into that and then show them the opportunities that are available to them. So the Cyber Challenge has been doing it through multiple different ways, social media. As a matter of fact, speaking of Martha, challenge.gov has the U.S. Cyber Challenge, CyberQuest announcement on it, because the Federal CIO Council is one of our sponsors, so they posted it up there as well.
What are some other ways that you're getting the right people to pay attention to what you're doing so they'll participate and become involved with this?
So we're reaching out through multiple media. We have a Facebook page, which we send stuff out on. The Cyber Challenge also tweets, so you can follow us on Twitter. And there's several other different things. LinkedIn, we have a page out on LinkedIn and a discussion group, and there's us. And there, I also have a UK counterpart. There's a Cyber Challenge over in the UK, and we work with those guys as well. And they have a discussion group as well out on LinkedIn. And so there's a lot of different ways that you can tap into those populations to let them know what's available, so that they can then compete, win prizes. People like to win prizes, and they like the recognition, because what happens on the scoreboard is it's public. So as you continue to play, people can see that themselves move up on the scoreboard, and they like being the number one scorer.
I think there's one thing that we've learned about the hacking community is that they're very competitive.
Yes.
And they love any opportunity they can to demonstrate their superiority against the other guys, whether it's the good guys or other bad guys.
Well, it is the competition, so it really is tapping into this and challenging them. And then the key for us and what we're trying to do through the Center for Internet Security and the U.S. Cyber Challenge is keeping them engaged and keeping their interest going so that they will want a career in this field.